I'm actually taking a hiatus from all social media.
I just saw we were all happy about it.
Let me tell you something right the fuck now. Let me tell you something. You shut the fuck up.
Just the intro.
Yeah.
I mean, son, sorry. Any bussies? Hi, welcome. Welcome to the
Oh, sorry. Do you want to do this? Is this your show?
No, do your thing. Okay. You're taking too long.
Welcome back to another episode of AP Podcasting. I am your host, Xavi, and today we have a very special guest for the second time.
Very special.
Part two. What is it?
Piece of my confession.
what is it? Friendzone Flow, aka Chap Lord Flow, aka Young Heartthrob, or some shit like that, aka Hopeless Romantic, aka Stop Touching Your Fucking Hands because I can hear the fucking
Birdman hand rub.
Oh my god.
Anyways, hi.
Hi, Flow.
Simple. Hello. How are you?
Flow from Progressive.
No, that bitch. Does he exist anymore? I don't think they hear commercials anymore.
They do the stay at home commercials now. They all like. Selling insurance through, like, Zoom.
I don't think I've seen any of those. Keep in mind, I don't watch TV, but I watch a lot of YouTube.
All the time.
I don't watch Hulu. I'm broke.
That's on you, girl.
Yeah.
Did you cut your hair?
Yeah, I did.
Interesting.
I wanted to even it out.
I was going to say, because I was like, it looks shorter.
Yeah, it was all over the place, so. Don't pay attention to me, bro.
Oh, okay.
Why are we here today? What are we talking about? What's going on in the world?
Listen.
Last time I came here, I'm sorry to interrupt.
Okay.
I drove through a fucking hurricane and walked through a fucking flood.
I do recall.
And it was quite the adventure for that episode to not be posted. That's all I'm going to say. Continue.
So, like, the only reason I didn't do that is because the audio is trash. Like, I couldn't raise it. And
I just had to let them know
we didn't even like finish the year, so like there were albums that I enjoyed that were,
but the energy and effort I put in is all I wanted them to know.
Well, I hope you can keep that same energy
anyways.
So today we are talking about music, not necessarily a recap of 2020 because there wasn't really anything crazy going on last year.
No.
Music wise, there was a few bops. The pop girls did their thing. I know you don't really listen to pop music, but the girls did their thing. Rappers really weren't as productive as normal, I think.
Nah, they weren't. I feel like they were trying not to be really cliche and like put out something that had the bar about a pandemic and COVID in it.
What do you mean?
Like, I feel like they all consciously was like, I can't do it.
Lil Durk was not part of that conversation. He literally was like, bro, slide with a COVID mask. Last op, he overgassed.
All the cool people I listen to.
Lil Durk is raw. I don't know what you're talking about.
I mean, you know.
Real Chi-Rack shit.
Shout out Chicago, yeah.
Real Chi-Rack shit.
Shout out Chicago.
Rest in peace, Vaughn. Anyways, so let's get into it. Who was in your playlist majority of the year? Who were you bumping regularly?
Last year, my actual most listened artist, semi-surprising, was Russell, a.k.a. Pride,
that's
a.k.a.
D. Pride. That's not surprising
for you. It was for me just because, actually, I guess not, because that was probably my favorite project that came out last year. At least one of them.
I can't even remember what it's called. Boy Lonely. Okay. I listened to it. I just couldn't remember. Yeah. I feel like that's one of the albums that was like, damn, that came out last year.
I feel like that was everything. Like, we're coming up on almost a year of, like, shit shutting down. That blows my mind. I feel like it hasn't been that long.
The fact that in two more months, it'll be, like, a year that we've had to, like, wear masks in public places. I don't like that.
I feel like it hasn't been that long, which is, like, good, I guess, that it feels like it hasn't, but it's like, shit, like, why are we still doing this?
You're speaking for yourself. I also love that every fucking episode that I posted already gets COVID brung into it one way or another.
It's a fucking thing. I just had to go to the store and, like, you can't fucking enter and exit the same way anymore. So I forgot to get a fucking cart, or at least I thought I needed a basket. Realized I need a cart. So I had the fucking, I had shit in my basket. I fucking went, emptied my basket on a shelf, went back, put my basket back, had to walk out of the exit, get a fucking
cart. Why didn't you just ask an employee to get you a cart?
They all look really stupid and busy. Not judging anyone.
Where was this?
Walmart.
That's why. That explains a lot.
So I was just like, I literally looked around. Your first
problem was going to Walmart.
It was really close and it wasn't for me. So I was like, cool. Like, I'll just get it done. But yeah, they all like, they were blocking the fucking aisles. Like, I'm trying to get past. And they were like looking at me trying to get past and didn't care.
Remember when pretty much every store had to like enter one aisle one way, exit the other way? I never
understood that.
What do you mean?
What was the reason for that? Like, why are you telling me I can't walk down? To
keep people spaced out.
It doesn't
like keep like no, I know keeps you going in a line of rows. So and
what does that mean? Break it down.
What do you mean?
Make it make sense.
Because so if you start on this, if you start on one side of the fucking store, I know what you're saying. And what follow I'm saying the lines to you all is, the way down.
Cool. Noted. Why? Because
it keeps you spaced and socially distanced.
10 fucking people want to all start the line at the same time. There are 10 people in the same aisle. Doesn't matter if one decides to go the other way.
I get what you're saying. I am my
case. Don't try to explain it because it doesn't make sense. Anyways, COVID's almost over, I think.
This episode's not going to get posted.
Are you getting the vaccine?
That was actually... It's funny because the episode... Well, I'm going to post the episode next Friday regarding the inauguration and like the stuff.
Okay. So, shouts out Bernie.
Period.
I'm tired of seeing his cross legs everywhere on social media. That shit was funny. It was for 2 seconds.
I'm actually taking a hiatus from all social media.
I just saw we were all happy about it.
Let me tell you something right the fuck now. Let me tell you something. You shut the fuck up.
No, he posted earlier, and I was going to like be like, thank God. But I'm like, I don't even want to interact with this man right now. I'll see him later.
Fuck off.
I'll save it for the pod.
So, back to fucking music and not a COVID vaccine. Yeah, I'm sorry. I'm not getting it, though, just to answer your question. Not yet. I got to wait till like, someone grows a tail or, like, antlers before my before I pass judgment. Half of my
family got it already.
Really?
Like, your mom's in the hospital. Nurse and stuff, yeah, so... All them fucks got it.
They've got it. They got the first one, though. Yeah. They still need to get another one. The
second
one.
Shot.
Right.
More, like, two of them got the second shot already.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Interesting. No horns, no scales, no gills.
Stupid already, so. Love you guys. No one's listening. But...
No one's listening. Not even. No
none
one,
of my family.
None of my friends either, so it's fine. Yeah, anyways. So, for me, music-wise, I got... To give a shout out to, and I said this on the other episode, but now that it's been actually a full year since it came out, Circles by Mac.
Okay, rest in peace.
His best album ever, because the only one I actually liked.
You also didn't listen to much else, so.
I listened to the only two or, I know four other songs by him, and it's, so I know Cinderella.
Four other, I forgot.
I don't listen to him.
I know, go ahead.
Cinderella,
okay.
The one with Tyler. Get a Mac.
Don't know that one.
Girl, shake that body. You don't know that song?
I don't think I want to.
I love that song. I don't
like the way you shake that body.
I love that song. No, I don't
know that one.
Cinderella, that song with Tyler, 2009.
2009 changed my life. Genuinely.
2009, and what was the other one?
You don't know Dang with Anderson .Paak?
No.
That song.
Knock Knock. That was my fourth one.
You don't know, like, Senior Skip Day and shit? Like, when... Okay. We can't talk about this for long because I'll punch you. But yeah, no. I don't know. I feel like last year I was really disconnected from music almost. Like, anything that came out, I kind of listened to for a really short period of time. And then I just, like, kind of threw it away.
Yeah, there was a lot that I was like, damn, that came out this year. Like, towards the end. Who was it?
I don't know. Outside of Russell, I listened to my guy St. John a lot because he's just the GOAT.
See, that album came out after we recorded the first one.
Oh, the new one.
Yes.
Well, I listened to... While the World
Was Burning.
Yeah. I listened to, like, his old shit.
Well, Ghetto Lenny and stuff. That's fine. Yeah,
that's what I'm saying.
But now... Which I didn't like While the World Was Burning because it was just every other...
It is a caption. I agree. It was three of them.
Songs that he already made and jumped on. Yeah.
No, I agree.
That's the only thing I didn't like about it.
It's my least favorite project of his. Yep, I can speak. Least favorite project of his. But there's still all the songs that are new songs I actually really like.
Sucks
to Be You. Oof. Hits so different. But
Chef's Kiss.
Pray For Me.
Pray For Me is good.
Grew on me so heavy. My favorite song on there, though, is... what's it called?
I really like all of them.
J.I.D., that one hits. Quarantine Wifey.
Yeah, that one.
What's it called?
You literally just said that rappers were trying to be aware and not make pandemic songs. And then St. John made a song called Quarantine Wifey.
He didn't say anything in there about it. Also, he's a girl. He can do as he pleases. Time for Demons. Song, bro, it's the first verse.
Ransom with Kehlani's vocals in it.
So that song he had out by himself. Yeah. Just his verse, whatever.
For the whole thing, though.
That shit's hot.
I wish Kehlani had her own verse.
That would have been so amazing. Ugh. But even Quarantine Wifey, he had out. Not actually out, but if you were a weirdo.
There was snippets and stuff.
Yeah. And so I did not expect J.I.D. on there, and he fucking killed his verse. That was a really, really
absolutely
good song.
I liked when he threw his voice down. He was like, "Now I got a bigger thing to give. Need a pocket light inside the career." But I don't want to yield.
Yeah, no. I will never listen to that song the same anymore.
He said it.
No, he did, but I feel like I'm used to that because it's how he
yield.
That's how he rhymes and changes his voice
and
his cadence.
Baby, button lips.
Shut the fuck up. He's actually supposed to be dropping an album. I don't want to say soon because every time an artist is like, "Hey guys, get ready," it's a year later and you're like, "You fucking got us hype for a year and we're still waiting."
What I was talking about earlier, I hate when artists have these fucking anticipated albums, and then when they finally drop, they're weak.
I feel like that's been 80% of albums that have come out recently.
Well, big anticipated ones specifically.
Such as who? Call them out.
Cardi.
Who cares? Call out someone that we care about.
This year or just in general?
Most recent, album, everyone's waiting for it, and we're ooh, what was that?
Dominic.
Okay, I wasn't sure if that counted as, super anticipated.
No.
That's who I was gonna say.
I liked it.
I liked a few.
I like all of them. But it wasn't what I wanted. I wanted less alternative, I guess.
I don't even mind
that. I wanted more bars like Phone Numbers.
Nah, I wanted it to be, I hate trying to keep an artist the same, but more of the
alternative,
demo tapes. Why am I going blank on the name? But I wanted to be more of that. Yeah, that's what I thought it was, but I feel like it sounded wrong. Yeah. But yeah, the demo tapes, I wanted to be more of that. And it technically was, but it just it almost felt like he was which doesn't make sense to me. It almost felt like he just threw out some songs.
I don't think so. I think he worked for them. Because they had a sequence.
I know, but he had a different album title. So I feel like this was a completely different album.
What was it called?
It was really weird. It was a three-letter word number. It only was three symbol type thing. It was X1, A1, some weird stuff.
Like Elon Musk baby name?
Yes, precisely.
I didn't know that. I liked the album. It wasn't what I thought it was going to be, but it was one of my favorite albums that released of the year, no doubt. What was in my playlist all fucking year? Tickets to My Downfall, obviously. No one else likes him, but I don't give a fuck.
Who are we talking
MGK.
About? MGK. Okay. Yeah, I saw you got a lot
album
of
the year.
Was it?
One of the fucking albums of the year. It wasn't even a rap album, so...
What was I would say? Album of the year last year was... I feel like nothing came out. I really do feel that way. I tweeted this the other day. I think this year is going to be, like, one of the best years for music ever. I feel like everyone that was supposed to drop last year, like, at the end, like, Kendrick Cole, all of that, like, they're all coming out this year. Yeah. A lot of people were anticipating him dropping in December.
Cole was supposed to drop?
A lot of people thought in December. Huh. And then, apparently, Drake just pushed back Certified Lover Boy, so.
I fucking hate that title.
I fucking hate him. I don't anymore, but, like, I also hate that title because he doesn't deserve that term.
Why? Is that your term? Are you just
mad? No, Russell already put out an album named Loverboy, and it was hot, and that's my guy. Nobody, and, like, I know nobody knows him.
I was going to say, nobody knows that album.
For me, it's like, fuck you, Drake.
I'm not like other girls. I only listen to Russell. But
I'm also certain that Drake is semi-aware of that title because they're they're from the same city.
Is he from Toronto?
Yeah, kind of, like, pretty much, yeah.
I didn't know he was Canadian.
Yeah, he still lives there.
Oh, interesting. Yeah. I didn't know that.
Like, Drake knows of his existence. Like, they know each, like, they don't, they like, know they don't know, know they each other, like, hang out, but, like, Drake knows he exists. Pride's opened for Cole before, way back.
Really?
Yep.
Interesting. I didn't even know that he was popping like that, with, like,
way artists. Way back.
That was probably when he was
Pride. I saw him, yeah. No, D Pride, I want to say, actually, way back. But he actually...
Where did the D come from?
Long story. He used to make skits.
Okay.
And shit. Yo. Number one he fan. Fucking... No, you listen.
I know. Yeah. I know you're going
to
say.
Yeah, okay. Anyways, we won't even talk about that.
No, we can talk about it.
But what was I just about to say?
This man called Ahmad.
Fuck. What was I about to say?
This man dialed your phone number. I was like, can I speak to Michael?
All right, we're moving on. But yeah, I think the GOATs, a.k.a. over at Dreamville, they're going to have a pretty good year because everyone over there is supposed to drop.
I know Boz just dropped something.
A single.
Yeah, but a single.
Yeah, J.I.D.'s hinted at his album. Earth Gang's new song with Wale was pretty good.
I haven't listened to it yet. Is it good?
I enjoy it. Bet. I think you'll like it, actually.
Bet. Because I like both of them.
I don't know where Ari's been.
She's been
in the gym. She's getting sexy on you hoes.
She's been sexy.
No, I know, but she's like, look at me now. Like she out here.
She said, I know.
I don't know
what you're into me.
Exactly, but I don't know. I haven't heard her vocals anywhere recently.
She's probably making fucking Disney songs like she fucking was on Instagram Live. I'm not aware. You didn't see that when she was singing Reflection by Mulan. But she was like,
I remember her Insta lives were like popping for a bit.
Her singing Reflection changed my life forever.
I don't even know that song.
Mulan?
I've watched it like once.
The main song.
Is that the...
When she's like singing.
I was about to look really stupid.
What was
nothing. What song?
No, Reflection? Go ahead. What was you going to say?
The Mega Man out of you.
No, obviously no, because that's it's called main, Reflection.
I know, but that's the...
I get, well,
that's the main song that pops in my head.
Well,
it fits the
theme. Okay, well, that's fair. But the one where before she went to war, and she was like... When she was singing, because her dad was like, this bitch is crazy. Like, I can't fucking save her. But she like put some stupid shit on it. She's like... She's like, I can't hide this pussy jumping.
Okay, Ari.
Outside. You never saw her sing that?
I have not.
I'll show it to you after the fucking...
I think I'll be okay without it.
No, I'm going to show it to you after the thing. Are you trying to see what this receipt for the Disney store? Yeah. I bought... Matt bought his niece a present. And I returned it because she didn't like it.
Damn, you suck, Matt.
She said, this is ugly, I'm not wearing it. She's like three.
I would have hit that. Let me stop. That is your family. I'm sorry. Just kick that little baby. Completely unrelated. Fuck the Steelers. We're back at it.
Suck my fucking balls.
Fuck them niggas. They suck. I told you.
You can eat my fucking ass. We're done.
Are you pausing me? Yeah, talk to me. Spit ball.
Shut the fuck up. I watched that game.
This host is so...
Good fucking bye.
He's so rude. I don't get... Like, if you love your ears, I don't know why you want to hear him swear at you. Why you want to hear him try to sound as angelic as Ari. I don't know why you want to hear him disrespect the idea like this.
I didn't. What are you talking about?
The way you try to.
I don't want to yell. we can talk about it at the grill.
This is what I'm talking about.
I love that.
I want to do it too, but I'm so mad at myself, so I'm doing it in my head.
That's because I'm right.
You just no, don't it is, but that it's I'm funny because I'm right. used to it. But you pointing it out and saying it the way you are is like so much more extra than him actually doing it.
Anyways, wait, can we talk about how The Weeknd got snubbed hard as fuck?
That happened this year.
Yeah,
really recently
when they said The Weeknd wasn't nominated, I was like, no thanks.
Oh, that has nothing to do with him being snubbed. Then he just that, wasn't.
I mean, yeah, that's why he was snubbed, because he wasn't nominated.
Did he? Do you know all the technicalities behind Grammys?
After Hours?
There's no
way. One of the
way,
biggest releases of the year.
There's no way. Keep in mind, I might be wrong, but I'm never wrong. There's no way he was snubbed for not being nominated, because, like you said, that was one of the biggest albums. That had to be him not. You have to, like, put your album. Like, you
I'm
have to.
Fairly certain.
You basically apply for the Grammys.
I'm fairly so that means certain he didn't. Did.
There's no way he did, and they snubbed. Like, they didn't even nominate the man. There's no way. He's one of the biggest artists. Like, if not the... Like, he's top three biggest artists in the world right now, if I'm not mistaken.
It's just white people.
Yeah, I know.
That's what they do. Same thing. Like, you gave, like, fucking both of Taylor Swift's albums fucking nominations. Whatever. Suck my fucking asshole.
Macklemore won over Kendrick.
Can you please stop disrespecting my fucking house?
It was a fucking accident, fuckface.
Anyway.
Shit.
Macklemore did win over Kendrick, and then had was like a pussy and was like, I shouldn't have won.
No, that's some real nigga shit. Wow. I think that was some real nigga shit.
No, it wasn't. It was some hoe ass shit.
What was he supposed to do? Yeah, bitch, my album's exactly. better than K-Dot's. No.
Yes.
If you know if the you, truth, be honest.
If you know the truth, then you shouldn't have nominated it for Album of the Year when you know Kendrick dropped an album the same year.
Exactly. So you're saying you shouldn't even want it to attempt to win it because you know you didn't deserve it?
That's what I'm... But no, you just said... If you didn't deserve it, then why would you not say something about it? Why would you nominate yourself for it if you think you didn't deserve it?
He put himself in that category because what if Kendrick didn't?
You think Kendrick Lamar dropping Good Kid, Mad City wasn't going to put himself in the Grammys for the Album of the Year?
What happened with The Weeknd just now? I rest my case. Boom, real niggas talking. Real nigga talking. Shut the fuck up.
You're fucking annoying. I forgot how you've never listened to fucking...
Oh, no.
He's about that to one song me. We were talking about.
Oh, yeah. Is it called Knockout? Was that
yeah.
it?
Look tap at out. Me go. Tap out.
Million Dollar Pussy.
Yeah, no. don't try to, like, put dirt on my name for not hearing that
If
song.
You've never heard Tap Out... I don't know what to tell you at this point.
I know it now.
Pinnacle
well, I don't
of
know
like
it now.
2012.
No, it was not the pinnacle of anything.
Hip-hop. 2013, whenever it came out.
I guarantee you if you made a poll on social media you no longer use currently, it would be like 60-40%. And 40% of people would be like,
mm-mm.
This song. No, no, no. Not no, but pinnacle.
Mm-mm.
I guarantee it.
It literally, like, everybody knows that song.
False.
And all I want to do is touch it.
Like, nobody knows.
Literally, fucking Future, Birdman, fucking Nicki. Like, literally, it was literally.
That was when Future was just now coming out.
No, it was not.
2012?
2013, something like that.
You just said 12, first and foremost. When did Future actually come out?
Like, 2009.
Nah. When did, Old Future was low-key hot. The song Lights, I think. Their Trophy was out, too.
2013.
When did what is it called? Cut Off the Lights?
It had Lil Wayne, Birdman, Mac Mane, Nicki Minaj, and Future on one fucking song.
Ooh, wow.
It was fucking Rich Gang, like pinnacle
Rich
of fucking
Gang.
Like they dominated that fucking year. How do you not know that song?
What's the what was Future's first big single?
It was off of Pluto.
Something the lights.
Turn off the lights. I'm looking for I heard she keep the promise and she never changed on you.
Future just came out in like 2012.
Literally, in 2 years, he'll be like a 10-year-old artist.
Okay, exactly. You said 2009. Do your math.
When did that song come out? That was a single, not since when he's came
out. That was when he like, oh, Future exists.
Yep, no, niggas knew who Future was before fucking Turn Off the Lights. Niggas.
Niggas ain't no Future.
Yes,
niggas in Atlanta. Not niggas.
I knew who Future was.
Nigga, no, you didn't.
Yes, I did.
What's the first Future song you ever heard in your life?
Not Turn Off the Lights. It was some dumb shit Tell that me. I was... Because I didn't like him before Turn Off the Lights. But I knew who he was.
It's Turn On the Lights, first and foremost.
It is probably Turn On the Lights.
Secondly, nobody actually... I mean, okay, back then, that was before we had aux cords and niggas listened to their own shit. When we had no choice but to listen to the radio.
No, nigga. iPods, motherfucking...
You know what I mean, though. Like, everyone knew the same music almost back in the day. You know what I'm saying? And Future wasn't in that group of people.
I think he definitely was.
Nah.
Dirty Sprite.
What was on there? Honest.
You Deserve It. Yep. That's the song I knew. And Never End.
I don't know either of them songs.
The one with Kelly Rowland?
Nah. I guess if he had a Kelly feature, then he was
doing exactly. But 2011. Again. Because we became the best of friends.
No idea.
You got the question. That's the song I've heard by him. That's the first song I heard by Future. So, suck my dick.
Anyways.
Who dropped this year? Black Bear.
Last year?
I guess last year, yeah.
No, he...
Yes, he did. Everything Means Nothing. That was so long ago.
Semi-disappointing.
No. Really?
Semi. Good, but... All his early work is so much better, in my opinion.
Yeah. Not, like, super early. Like...
No, like...
His peak was 2019, 2018.
18.
I still think that he's peaking. Like, I think that he's going a more pop route now.
And yeah, I don't like it either.
I like his more, like...
I'm sad and I want to kill myself.
Yeah.
Like, yeah. Because even Anonymous... Felt that. Was like, I feel like it was a transition.
It was more heavy.
It was like heavy, and then I'm gonna try to somewhat put pop into it, and then he was like, "Fuck it, I'm doing pop," because what song blew up? Hot Girl Bummer blew up.
And Queen of Hearts.
That too, but
like
I don't know. I feel like he doesn't. I feel like it's almost impossible for him to make bad music because he's just really good at making music. But just because it's good doesn't mean I actually like full on enjoy it.
That's how I feel about Skizzy.
Okay.
I can't name one fucking bad Skizzy song.
There, yeah, like
same thing with Toby. I can't name a bad Toby.
Yeah, he doesn't know how to make bad music either.
But shout out Toby. Shout out Skizzy.
Toby's the goat. He was supposed to drop, but he keeps pushing back.
I know, but he's doing it to like be funny.
Yeah,
he's like, whoever guesses the number in my head makes me release the album. And like, bitch, no one's gonna know. And even if they did know, yeah, he still exactly. wouldn't release the shit.
You're wrong, pal.
Megan. Megan dropped last year. Megan was really... I liked Megan's album. I know you won't fucking say that shit.
I didn't listen to it.
Lack of taste.
You know what one of the worst songs to ever come out in the entire history of history was?
Say WAP, I'm spilling that water on you.
Mm-mm. More recent. Body.
What are you talking about?
That song
that
is
shit is hot.
Top three worst songs of all time.
I'm a hot ebony. They gonna pick it if it's me. All these bitches been getting these niggas through the quarantine. That's hot.
The hook. And I promise you, if you put anyone in a room for 30 minutes with only that hook, they would kill themselves without question. Not even for 10 minutes.
I would be dancing. I would try to learn the choreography for 30 minutes.
No.
Be like, niggas would body kill crazy, curvy, wavy, big titties, little waist. Body crazy. That shit's hot. That's hot.
The dumbest, trashest song
hot.
To come out in a long time.
No.
The one before that
worst
was Big
song
Sean.
Of the year, DaBaby.
Oh, Rockstar. Really?
Yes, I hate that song.
I didn't listen to it, but exactly. It wasn't the worst song of the year. Worst song of the year was In the Fuck Out by Big Sean.
Detroit 2?
Yes.
I listened to the intro and I was like, no.
It was bad. I don't even. I
was like, where is Dark Sky Paradise?
Thank you.
Where is Hall of Fame? Where is I Decided?
Even, yeah, I Decided. I was going to say.
I loved I Decided.
Yeah, no. After that, starting with that mixtape with Metro. And they, I don't know what the fuck he got going on.
I don't know.
Because that song's so good on that album. Yeah, Big Sean's on a record right now, just putting out worst songs of the year. It went so good, then it's In the Fuck Out. And whatever he drops next, I'm sure will have something to do with it. That's like, even, yeah, Finally Famous, like he...
Finally Famous was
he's capable of making so amazing good. Music. And here we are now.
I think Hall of Fame is still my
Listen
favorite.
Listen to In the Fuck Out.
I don't want to now.
I need you to. I had to go through it.
What about Bryson with Anniversary?
Background music. It is. I don't know what to tell you. And he claimed he was supposed to be dropping another album, like,
he did, after. Like, December. Yeah, he said he was going to drop one in December and was like, no.
I know why.
He did, you know what he did instead? He partnered up with this flower company and made, like, roses. I fucking saw it. I saw that ad and I was like, did you look at the price of it?
I think I did.
$400 for a dozen roses.
Maybe when Trap Soul came out, but not right now.
Bitch, when Trap Soul came out, I wouldn't pay $400 for no fucking flowers. No,
I agree. But I mean, if you're going to do it ever related to Bryson Tiller, it's not now.
Chloe and Holly, I know you don't listen to them. The girls.
I know who you're talking about.
They did the damn thing with that album. Ungodly Hour. Stream it if you haven't heard it. Put My Girls in Your Life. Shit.
How do you feel about, I already know how you feel about, how do you feel about Good Days?
What were you going to say?
I'm like thinking of like, what were you going to say, bitch? About what? The guy just asked you how you felt about
Good Days. No, but you, before you said that, you said, I know how you feel about that.
What like, I know how you feel about SZA.
Oh.
How do you feel about Good Days?
I love it.
Are you one of those people that like listens to it 20 times a day?
I've listened to it probably 3 times today.
Okay.
Like, did you see the picture I posted on my story where I was like, damn, Shouty, let's listen to SZA. And then they just both started crying.
No.
That's how I feel. Do you like it?
Yeah, no, it was a really good song.
Because you don't even listen to her like that.
Not like that. I don't dislike her music, but, like, I don't know. Yeah, no, that song's really good. And I kind of have no choice but to listen to it. Because why? It's like everyone loves it, so like if you hang out with anyone, they're like, hey, we're putting on Good Days, and I'm just like, all right, cool.
I really have been on my empty mind shit.
Yeah, no, I like the song. I really enjoy right now. Yeah, I know, it's just how your brain doesn't exist.
That's kind of
anyways
true.
I
don't miss no ex, I don't miss no text, I choose not to respond. Felt that.
Felt yeah, that she hit that hoe.
She did the thing. Motherfucking thing. Reason, there's a reason why Control is tattooed on my wrist.
Kind of get it. Gallant?
I don't listen to
Gallant?
Him.
Gallant? Gallant. I'm pretty sure it's Gallant.
I don't listen to him.
He just put out a new single.
You've told me about Comeback. Him before.
I think his vocals. I'm talking
Tsunami. What about Gavan?
Tsunami happens. Or what's
his name? How do you pronounce his
Tsunami
name?
Tsunami happens when I listen to Gallant. That nigga makes me wet. That nigga's voice is sensational. It's so weird because his actual voice is so deep. And he hits some notes and you're like, whew.
Ew,
start shaking your toes start curling.
Ew. Let me stop.
Who are you talking about?
I was talking about, how do you pronounce his name? Gavan?
No. Gallant.
No.
Who are you talking about?
Gavan.
Oh.
How do you pronounce
his name? I almost said it correctly, and I feel like I was fucking up because of how you said Jevion.
Is it Jevion? I'm cropping all this out.
Yeah, we are. I think it's Jevion. No, it sounds a little off.
I don't think it's Jevion.
It's Gavion.
It could be Gavion.
Oh, fuck. I know what you're talking about. I need to actually listen to him.
You ever listen to him?
I only, like, heard a few features. I've never actually wanted to listen to him on his own. How do you, like, go about looking up someone's, like, name and how to pronounce
YouTube
it?
YouTube it. Flo Milli dropped this year, too. I love her. I know you don't like Flo Milli, but that bitch has motherfucking bars.
Does she?
Mm-hmm.
Flows in her name, so, you know. Greatness.
She is greatness. She just turned
21,
and I was like,
God damn. I don't
listen to much
women that rap, which sounds really sexist, but...
Because you are.
No, I enjoy Rhapsody. I enjoy... I don't even know what I listen to nowadays. Yo, I was just listening to Trina a lot.
Like...
Like Trina. Like, Slip and Slide Records. Yes. Trina.
Like, I didn't know if you were talking about the Smino song.
No. Slip and Slide Records. Like, she was that nigga, bro.
Not Trina.
Would you say something to her face?
What do you mean?
Like, would you say something disrespectful to Trina's face?
No.
It's a bad bitch.
That's a gutter bitch from the South.
That's a bad bitch. Trina's a real one.
I wouldn't say shit to Kaya either.
Who?
Kaya. My Neck, My Back.
Oh, I like that song. I think I like that song a little too much.
You probably do.
I don't know. It comes on, you're just like, ooh, like, I feel that.
Anyways,
Why are you hating on straight men liking, talking about they crack? Huh? Fluid.
You're going to get me canceled.
What did I do? I'm sorry if I offended anyone. Anyway,
can you please issue a YouTube apology?
Sorry for being me.
That's about his YouTube apology as they come. They'll be like, Jake Paul will say the N-word, and he'll be like, sorry for being me.
Yeah.
And they'll be like, we forgive you.
This is completely anonymous. There's a human around this area that we live in that, like, said the N-word and got, like, exposed for it and, like, tried to, like, put out a video. And I see her really often nowadays. No names. And
I'll, like, bleep it out.
She's cool with people that I'm cool with. And so, like...
Oh,
so, like, I'll see her.
You, that's all, like, you had to say. Like,
yeah, and
you,
I'm literally... just like, well, yeah, I don't... We don't,
but we knew she did that.
No, I know, but it's funny because, like, I was out with Miles the other night, and, like, she walked by.
Thanks
and,
for the,
like,
invite.
It was a part of a song that came on.
Like, hey, nigga. And, bro, she said it? No.
So, she walks by, and it was, like, it was all, like... I'm pretty sure it was, like, the Biggie song. Like, it was like, if you don't know. So she walks by, and I'm like, yo, Miles, she said, if you don't know, now you know. Miles looked at me crazy. That was the funniest shit. No, if she was to say that, bro, I would, yeah, I don't know. But, yeah, like.
She might just beat your ass. Anyways. She looks like she fights men.
You think so?
Probably.
She looks like she could get kicked in the throat. But yeah, it's almost like genuinely so, like, because she's cool with people I'm cool with, kinda. Should I, like, look at those people a little weird? Is she still
friends with, like, Sina in them?
Yeah.
Interesting.
That's what I'm saying. Like, is that, am I overthinking that?
No. Is she friends with
I don't think so.
I'm glad that you were out and didn't tell me. Appreciate that.
Sorry.
Anyways, music.
Back to music. Trina's a bad bitch.
So what would your song of the year be?
Last year?
Yeah, 2020.
Song of the year? I can tell you my most listened to one.
I discussed this in the first episode, so I will not bring myself to the traumatic events that unfolded, but, my Spotify list fucking... demolished me.
Song of the year last year. So my most listened to was Loverboy's Return. The flow he came onto that song with, next level shit. But
how about my song of the year? Know.
Yeah, that's why. Listen, fuckface. I would say Believe It. Honestly.
Really?
Yeah. I really.
Party
really...
Next Door dropped in 2020.
Yeah.
Oh my god, it's been such a fucking long year.
That was between that and Trauma on that album. Like, I listened to those. Trauma is probably the best song on that album.
Really?
Yeah.
You don't know? I don't remember that one. I haven't listened to it since it.
My voice is a little raspy. Oh, okay. Right now.
I haven't listened to that album since it came out.
Sleep at night.
Yeah, okay, I remember. Trauma
says. Yeah, no. Those two are probably, like, my favorite songs of the year last year.
For me, song of the year.
Believe It was just a lot bigger, so that's my song of the year if I had to pick one.
If I had to give song of the year, like, if I had to give song of the year based on popularity, it would be Ballin'.
Yeah. Surprisingly, for someone that technically doesn't like that type of music, I really, 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 really like that song. I usually only hear it, like, when I'm out. I, like...
Because I've been getting paid!
I listen to that song on my own. Lemonade!
That's the new fucking... That's he does that shit just like fucking J.I.D. does.
Yeah, I figured you were about to go... Yeah,
the new Bentayga! Sensei!
It's Mama Bennett!
Honestly...
Worst song of the year, ZTFO.
So, we just took a brief hiatus so I could listen to that song, and I got, like, 25 seconds in before I was like, okay, this is done. Nah, because even local rappers sound better than that.
That's facts.
Fuck, nigga, you sleep.
Woo! Z, 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 Z.
That's shit. That's a bar.
Yeah, I tried to look that shit up on, like, Apple Music the other day.
Hey, shout out Lil Fee, shout out Rosa Boy.
Rosa Boy, yeah, hey.
It's still not streaming, is it?
I think you can find it on... No, because they put out, like, some new shit. One of them put out some new shit on Apple Music.
Really?
Yeah.
Good for them. That shit was hard.
This nigga said, I'll slice your brain in half, have you thinking twice, listen. And the way he flowed that bitch, hold on. Rosa Boy.
That shit was...
Lil Fee. Why they call me Lil Fee? Because I don't do shit for free. That nigga was spitting.
Who is your most underrated artist besides Russell?
Boogie, West Side Boogie.
I don't think he's that
under. Niggas don't know him.
I know a lot of people that know him.
No, you don't.
Yes, I do.
Where are they?
All over the internet.
Nigga, on the internet, everyone knows everyone. Not as much as he deserves. His last album. He gets radio play. What song? I don't listen to radio, but I'm 90% sure he doesn't.
Oh, you know what? I'm thinking of Buddy.
Oh, that's also, he's also underrated.
Because I was going to say, Hey Up There was on the fucking radio.
Was it really?
Yeah.
Well, it had Ty on it, so I guess.
Yeah.
No, West Side Boogie. Go.
Okay.
His last album, I Will Get It Tattooed on My Forehead. That helped me through a really toxic time of my life. I listened to that album way much
longer. Every part of your life is toxic.
Not because of me.
First step in being toxic is blaming it on everybody else.
Well, I don't agree that every part of my life is toxic.
Okay.
It's just women.
Okay.
That,
But
yeah, no, he is the most underrated artist out currently. New album should be coming soon, but if you haven't to and you want to listen to new music, album Everything's For Sale. That nigga just, bars is stupid. I don't even know what he be going through. I'm gonna pray for him, because thank you God for blessing us with him, but he be going through it.
Underrated artist of the motherfucking century.
Is
Young Skizzy. Skizzy is Maximus.
I feel like the more Mars. People know him than you think.
No.
At least you used to. I feel used like he's to, one of those yes. artists that like had a he bigger had a buzz moment. Back then.
Yeah,
then,
but that was he had one song.
Was it one song?
It was just because
I remember
there.
I feel like he was even before that. Mm-mm. I remember people like would listen to him.
I remember
back in my high school
days. I remember in sophomore year, like everybody had listened to Do You There on repeat.
I feel like that song,
but it was just
I don't
either.
Know, but I feel like that song came out a lot more recent than
2015.
You being in
2015. Okay,
so that was my senior year.
That shit is
I feel
just...
like a handful of people like knew a little bit more. Like I remember, I think he had a concert here, and like a lot of people I know went to it.
Yeah, I invited you to go, and you were like, I don't really listen to him.
Way back.
That was 2018.
I was probably like 18. I'm talking like in high school.
Wow. Oh, yeah, he did. It was in Orlando.
Maybe.
I didn't get to go because
remember,
my mom literally wouldn't let me drive.
I remember people, like knowing him.
I do remember he did have a concert that year because a lot of people went to Orlando. Like, Leah went, friends of the show. Hey, Leah.
Hi.
Remember Leah Johnson?
Yeah.
Yeah, she went. So. And so I think Tim went, Leah. Too. Rodriguez. Friends of the show. Hey, Tim.
It's Poppin' Slime. It's my guy.
I think they went.
I have a man crush on him.
Okay. Anyways,
why does he hate when I'm fluid?
Stop saying
where
that.
Where do I live?
but yeah, Skizzy, stream anything that Skizzy has done and you will not be disappointed. Even Marky Basie, stream anything Marky Basie
he's
done.
Quinn
92.
Super, super underrated. Who else?
Quinn 92.
I don't know names right now. Okay.
You don't like Quinn?
I don't think I've listened to much of Quinn. I know the name. I don't know much. Deontay Hitchcock. That nigga can spit. That nigga has bars.
Who?
Deontay Hitchcock. He's from Atlanta. He's kind of like affiliated with like all the Dreamville people almost and like Saba, Smino them. Like that whole little group.
I did not know that.
I mean, St. John's starting to blow up and his one song technically blew up, which was a remix, but... He, before, as of recently, was pretty underrated, I think. But, like, I don't know. He's around a lot of good people, like, bigger artists. Like, I think he's going to end up, like, you saw the features on this last album. Like, he definitely got his name out there now.
I didn't, because I didn't listen to it.
While the World Was Burning?
Oh, I thought you were still talking
about
that.
St. John.
Deontay.
No, St. John.
Oh. I'm crapping this out. Yeah, he definitely did.
Yeah, he... Before this last album...
But even then, like... People knew who he was. Like, he had Lenny... He... On Ghetto Lenny, he had Lenny Kravitz on a fucking feature.
Nobody knew who he was. I went to that concert by myself. And it was
you
a really small venue. You didn't know who he was then. I promise you, you didn't.
But I would have went.
It was in Orlando.
I would have went. I was...
I drove by myself, took a nap in my car.
I would have went. So that's on you, girl.
I guess.
Because but... even, like... fucking Division. Like, yeah. I didn't really know who Division was until...
Really?
Until that concert and until... Because I didn't listen to September 5th like that.
I know, but...
I knew like, who he was. I knew
After was out.
A little, I knew way more after. About Division, or I knew way more about St. John at that time of the concert than I did about Division during the time of that concert.
False.
No.
Cap.
No. Mood was the first song I ever heard by Division.
How'd you feel about his last album?
I liked it. That came out this year? That came out last year?
I'm using your
feelings. Oh my fucking God.
That just came out. That came out like second half of the year.
It came out like August.
Month 8.
That's how long it's been. August seems like it was fucking 8 years ago.
He just put out a deluxe, like 4 extra songs on there.
I haven't listened to it. I did like 2 songs on there. The only song I didn't like on there was Courtside. I just don't like Jesse Reyes' voice.
Okay. You know the song... She reminds
me of Bebe Rexha.
No idea.
The pop girl.
You know the song Imported with Black by her?
By Jesse? No.
Okay, that song, immaculate. Like, she did her thing. But she has this little
part in there. I'm re-logging into Twitter just to show you this Bebe Rexha
thing. Okay, she has this little part on that song where she does, like, this thing where it's, like, not words. And I'm like, there's no way she purposely put this on a song. Because it doesn't sound good, but the whole song is so good that you just kind of, like, ignore it. But, like, yeah, I don't know what she was doing on that part. But I get the voice thing. I try to listen, like, she doesn't make bad music, but I don't know. Kiana Lede?
I believe so.
She's really good. I enjoy her music. Her EP before her album was amazing.
Someone said, okay, so basically Bebe Rexha had this song that was going to be released, but her label stopped her from releasing it, but it leaked. I don't know a worse song.
That's not real.
It's absolutely real.
Now I have
real.
To find this shit right here. She's just like nut. Like, what is she doing? She's like, oh, what? What are you talking about?
Bro, I will never get over the Bebe Rexha thing. Like, she really, like, was gonna release a song like this? That shit is so fucking funny to me. Who would you give, like, not underrated artist of the year and not, like, your personal favorite, but who would you think dominated this year the most? I think Abel. Abel or Lil Baby.
Yeah.
Or Doja.
I would say... I'd throw Roddy in that conversation, too.
I haven't seen anything from Roddy since the beginning of the year. Like, High Fashion was the last thing I heard from him.
I feel like it lasted a really long time. I know it, sadly.
Do you like that one? You don't like that one? It's the same thing as Ballin. I like it a lot,
but no, it's not. It's part two of Ballin. Don't do that. Yummy was better than The Box.
Yummy was hot.
Niggas ain't want to admit that shit.
Yummy was fucking...
I know.
Hey, I'm going to tell y'all right now.
Shout out Justin. He's been
Yummy was fucking hot. The remix with Summer Walker?
Hot. I heard it.
Hot.
No, that song was really good.
I like that
song. I don't know
song.
Why niggas like try to make it seem... It was a really good song.
That song was fire. I don't really give a fuck what anybody has to say. I loved that song.
But yeah, I...
Can you please... Silence all electronic devices.
That's your electronic device.
That's you, nigga.
I know, but it's your... Like, change that picture, nigga.
No.
Hey, no, nigga. Bump that shit.
I'm not listening
Turn
to this.
Turn this shit up quick.
Before we end our little thing here, I want to also give a shout out to Miss Miley.
Shout out Miley.
She did the damn thing with that rock album. Miley Cyrus, dummy.
I thought you meant an actual Miley.
No, dummy.
Sorry, I'm unaware of the new Miley rock album.
Anyway, stream Plastic Hearts on all streaming platforms because that shit is a motherfucking bop. Dua had a good album too this year.
Who?
Dua Lipa. Oh. Miss Dua Peep.
She's pretty.
She is pretty. She had a good album. It was a good year for the pop girls. Sam Smith, speaking of pop, they were really good this year.
Are you teaching me something?
Preferred pronouns are they, them. Say something rude.
Congrats.
Say something rude, fluid.
Flow it.
No, don't cut me. No. Don't leave me.
I was turning this shit off.
I feel like we should do like a sleeper song. Like, put someone on a song that like you want people to know about.
Let's see. Does it have to be from last year or any time?
Just a song that you feel like deserves more recognition.
Definitely Stop Selling Her Drugs.
Yo. When I tell you...
Selling Cara Delevingne.
I, like, listen to that song on Will You Be My Yellow? Like, lots of blow.
Got big dreams, but she barely knows it. That shit.
That song, okay.
Needs more recognition.
100%. I listened to that song, like, 10 times a day for, like, a good month. It was really bad.
Hills by Kim Petras. Yeah, that's
by...
Bucker.
And featuring Dominic Fike. Yep. Stop Selling Your Drugs. I don't even know if
that's how you pronounce really,
really
his name.
Yeah, you said it really confidently, so I let it rock.
Fuck up.
But yeah, no, definitely check out that song. I'm going to go with something that just came out, and I already said something about it earlier, but it's called Come Back by Gallant. It's like early 2000 R&B vibes. It's a bop. And then the end, actually, I shouldn't tell you. You just got to listen to it. Because he does something special on that thing. But, yeah. Those are some songs you should check out if you're just looking for new music to listen to.
Do or Die by Lil Booty Call.
I said one song also. Nigga, what?
That's a great song. I'll play it for you when we're done. Lil Booty Call.
That's a nigga?
Yes.
A new nigga?
He's fire.
Lil Booty Call.
Mm-hmm.
I don't like how happy and excited you are about him and his name.
I'm going to play it for you after the show. But if people would like to keep up with you with the socials, where can they find you?
Don't. OMG, it's A-Flow everywhere. I don't know. OMGITSAFLO. Instagram, Twitter, all that jazz.
And that's fast.
OnlyFans, all that.
Ew.
I'm out there posting feet pics on the daily.
Bitties and pussy.
I said feet pics.
Anyways, thank you guys for tuning in to another episode of AP Podcasting.
AP Podcasting.
Period. Tune in, not next week, but the week after. We do bi-weekly episodes.
You're.
And we will have a new guest as well. So, thank you guys.
Shouts out the next guest, the last guest, and all guests.
Period.
Because we're better than the host.
Okay, interesting. Fuck you, bye.